Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, you're just tuning in? Why don't you go to Blog Talk Radio and log in? Log in, join the chat, and pimp your show or event or book or whatever it is you'd like me to give a shout out to. Do that all on Blog Talk Radio. Get in there. Special hello to all my friends who are listening today. I don't know, I'll take a guess. Maybe George Benninger. His family. Wonderful. Beautiful family. Beautiful wife. And who else? Jack Hoffman. He sometimes downloads me. Yeah. Tom Carosa. He's a sometime maybe. I got to find Tom Carosa's song that he asked me to play, too. And I just have to find out if it's under Carosa. There it is. Okay. All right, Tom Carosa, I'm going to start out. This one's for you. What you asked me to play, Christmas at O'Hare.
An unexpected cold front from the north has thrown a mighty curveball in our way. Coming forth, and everyone must sit right down and stay like piggies in a pen. Flying home has never been so risky. It seems I am the only one who tried. What I wouldn't do for love or whiskey.
Opportunity to drive a cab. We don't even care if you speak English. Come on in. Here's your cab. Here's your map. Go. And you know what I really miss about the cabs? They used to have celebrities telling us to buckle up. Do you think in India they had celebrities telling them to buckle up?
Hello. This is Gandhi.
Please wear your seatbelt peacefully and with little resistance. Hello, this is Buddha. Don't wear your seatbelt and come back as a fly.
Hello, this is the fly. Don't listen to Buddha. Don't listen to... Oh, no, not again.
The following is based on a true Christmas story. Mine.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Buenos dias, children.
Oh, I see you're wondering why our little Christmas tree lights are not blinking. And there are so few presents under the tree.
The truth is, la noche pasada, cuando Santa was flying over our house, a seagull flew in front of Rudolph. Santa swerved to miss it and hit our power lines instead. What a mess.
That's why we have no electricity until my next paycheck. And when they took him away in the Santa ambulance, he said,
tell them I'm sorry. I'll make it up to them next year. Ho, ho, ho. And then he passed out.
Don't worry, he's got Santa insurance.
The good news is I was able to salvage a few presents from the wreckage. Go ahead, open them up.
Mira, qué buena suerte. Socks, underwear, and toothpaste. You cleaned up.
No, it only looks like the Barbie hairbrush set you had already. He knew how much you liked it, so you got you lo mismo también.
You're so lucky to get anything, you know. When I was a little girl in Puerto Rico, we didn't celebrate Christmas. We celebrated the Epiphany on January 6th. It starts on December 25th at midnight. We go to church for La Misa de Gallo, and that's the Mass of the Rooster, and we sing. Then for the next 12 days, we eat, pray, sing, tú sabes. Then on January 5th, we get a box, we fill it with straw, sprinkle some corn in it, put a cup of water next to it, and place it under our beds. Then we pray, sleep, and await the gifts of the Magi. Those are the three kings who brought baby Jesus presents. In the morning, we look in the box, and what do we see? Maybe one present and a couple of pieces of candy, nada más. Sí, uno, nada más.
You know, children, I think you're forgetting something.
It's not your birthday we're celebrating. So be grateful for what you got. Mira, we still tiene the Christmas turkey to look forward to.
No, Nancy. It only looks like a chicken. When they're that pequeño, that's how you know it's good. Trust me, I'm your mother. I couldn't possibly make this up. Now, everyone, Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
All right, Ian. Set to do your vocals. The studio musicians have already recorded their parts, and the choruses will be coming from the booth next door. You just wanted the same phrase repeating, right?
Right.
Okay. Are you set with your lyrics?
Yep. Just copied some stuff off of Wikipedia.
Great. Well, ready when you are.
Benedict Cumberbatch was born one English summer's day. In London, England, he was raised by Wanda and Timothy. Both were actors, so he studied the dramatic arts at Manchester University.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh my.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Quite loud.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I like it though.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
His first big breakthrough role was in 2004 when he portrayed the physicist Stephen Hawking. Not too long after this, he became a household name when solving crimes as Sherlock was his thing. With all his acting accolades and numerous awards, he never faltered from his goals or the pitfalls of fame. And though his name is so well known in mentioned households, they struggle to correctly say his name.
Benedict Cumberbatch, then he's spoon crusty pants.
What?
Then in snap chocodile.
Oh, wait a second.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh. His name came up again when in Star Trek he played the villain Khan, who apparently was both Indian and white. The Hobbit films all feature him as the great dragon Smaug, cause he's part dragon.
Wait, that isn't right.
His name is known throughout the land, heard both far and wide, as the true ruler of the kingdom of the Land of Oz. And soon he'll play young Doctor Strange for the Marvel film to bring more nerdy subjects to his cause.
Rumble fly cabbage patch.
Oh, come on.
Eddie Cruz
crashy crash.
What?
Game over, comforting.
Nothing.
Is what you conquer.
Wait, what's going on here? I'm just singing what I'm given on this paper, how it's written. The one drawback to Cumberbatch, his wiki page looks like it's hacked. He plays the imitation game when he is done with chess. He's such a warhorse when it comes to folding his laundry. They say he shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And I hear tell his real name is C.
Basing that custard pie. Battering Father Dash.
Really?
Flippity Hammer Dash.
I'm just saying anything.
Burger King Chicken Fries.
Uh-huh.
And it's not clear as that.
Get the name right.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Thank you.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
There you go.
Elihu Coleman Bass.
No, it's
Eggs.
Benedict Cumber.
Fun.
Batch. Dang it.
Love that. Benedict Cumberbatch. Hey, Hector Luis is in the house. Go to HectorLuis.com. Follow his comedy and his acting. He's now got this booming acting career going off. So you want to check that out. HectorLuis.com. One very funny Latin guy. Okay, this one's for you, Hector, from the Goons. That's the Goon Show.
I'm walking backwards for Christmas across the Irish Sea. I'm walking backwards for Christmas. It's the only thing for me. I've tried walking sideways and walking to the front, but people just look at me and say the publicity stunt. I'm walking backwards for Christmas to prove that I love you. An immigrant lad loved an Irish colleen from a Dublin Galway boy. He longed for her arms, but she spurned his charms, and she sailed o'er the former way. She left the lad by himself on his own, all alone, a sorrowing. And sadly he dreamed, or at least that's the way it seemed, buddy, that an angel choir to him, that angel choir did the same. I'm walking backwards for Christmas across the Irish. The finest thing for me, and so I've tried walking sideways and walking to the front, but people just laughed and said it's a publicity stunt. So I'm walking backwards for Christmas to prove that I love you.
And for an encore...
Yeah, I didn't think much of that. I think that my side was better.
Get that child out of here!
Hello! I'm Irina.
And I'm Lubov.
And this is our Christmas Extravaganza Special. We hope you enjoy!
Irene and Luboff. Gotta love them. Hector Louise in the house. Shout out also to Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's Betty Jo Tucker, and that's on Blog Talk Radio. HectorLouise.com. Go check him out or Facebook friend him. He's a nice guy. A very nice guy. I was looking for something here on my switchboard, but I'm working on a very small computer, and it's hard to be precise. Boom. All right, I found it. Here we go. This is for you, Hector.
Comedy star George Carlin.
I almost got a sprocket in my pocket. That was a quick change. Hi there. Little eye shtick for the people at home. The sound might not be working on their set. I'll show you the one I used to do when I was a kid. I used to do this one on the subway, just keeping one eye closed. I was brought up here in New York, brought up and used to go on the subway to 116th Street and make sure one eye was closed and make sure that everybody could see it, because a lot of people don't like to look right at you when they think something's wrong, you know. They kind of go, oh, God, look at his eye. In the subway, they look over the newspaper at you. I'm, oh, look at that there. So I'd make sure everybody had seen it. I'd read, go see, meet Miss Subways, read everything. And finally, about 86th Street, I'd kind of go down and come up with the other one. Very few ever noticed it. I mentioned hair. We move from my eyes to my hair. I'm aware some stare at my hair. In fact, to be fair, some really despair of my hair. But they're not aware, nor are they debonair. In fact, they're real square. They see hair down to there, say beware, and go off on a tear. I say no fair. A head that's bare is really nowhere. So be like a bear. Be fair with your hair. Show it you care. Wear it to there. Or to there. Or to there if you dare. My wife bought some hair at a fair to use as a spare. Did I care? Au contraire. Spare hair is fair. In fact, hair can be rare. Fred Astaire has no hair, nor does a chair, nor a chocolate eclair. And where is the hair on a pear? Nowhere, mon frere. Now that I've shared this affair of the hair, I think I'll repair to my lair and use Nair. Do you care? Only mention hair because to some people it's important. It's not important to me. I've only had my extra hair for about a year now. Actually, it's the same hair I always had. It just used to be on the inside, you know. Wearing it on the outside, that's the only thing different. What else is new? The big fight is coming up. Ali and Frazier, Muhammad Ali. I call him Muhammad Ali because that's what he wants. Oh, yeah, he's a big dude and he hits hard, you know. I'll call him what he wants. But it's good that he's being allowed to work again. As you know, he couldn't work for 3 years. Of course, he had a strange job beating people up. But that was his, you know, his right. He could have that job. Government wanted him to change jobs. Government wanted him to kill people. He thought it over, and he said, no, that's where I draw the line. I'll beat him up, but I don't want to kill him. And the government told him, well, if you won't kill him, we won't let you beat him up. And it was all because he didn't want to go to Vietnam, and now we're getting out of Vietnam through Laos and Cambodia. That's got to be the long way. You got to go through China and Russia to get out that way. What are we going to tell them? We'll only be here a short time. We're just looking for a trail. Well, maybe they'll go for it. I don't know. Of course, we're only there in Southeast Asia for one reason, to free the people so they can have industry. Isn't that what we do everywhere, I think? We kind of free people and then lay a little industry on them so they can have all the benefits of industry that we have. Oh, beautiful for smoggy skies, insecticided grain, for strip mined mountains' majesty above the asphalt plain. America, America, man sheds his waste on thee and hides the pines with billboard signs from sea to oily sea. But comedically, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to close with a little weather forecast from my good buddy Al Sleep, the Hippy Dippy Weatherman.
Yay! Baby, what's happening? Que pasa? Que what you call your pasa? Al Sleep here, you Hippy Dippy Weatherman, brought to you by Parsons Pest Control. Do you have termites, water bugs, and roaches?
Yeah.
Parsons will kill the termites and water bugs and help you get rid of the roaches. Present temperature is 41 degrees at the airport, which is stupid because I don't know anyone who lives at the airport. Downtown, it's much hotter. Tonight's forecast, dark. Continued mostly dark tonight. Turning to partly light in the morning. Good night, man.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Bothering me, I wanna be a man cub and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. Oh, ooby doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you too. Your see is true and it's like me. Can't learn to be human too. Now don't try to kid me, man, cub, I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Give me a secret, man, cub, come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you. Oh, ooh, ooh, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you. Do-do-do. You're gonna see it's true. Someone like me can't learn to be like someone like you. I don't know that. I'll ape your mannerisms. We'll be a set of twins. No one will know where man cub ends and orangutan begins. And when I eat bananas, won't peel them with my feet, cause I'll become a man cub and learn some etiquette. Oh, Avenue, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, I talk like you, I do. You're gonna see it's true, and it's like me. Can't learn to be human too. Can't learn to be like someone like me. Can't learn to be like someone like you.
Hey, that was Danny Backer. Check him out. Also check out my comedian friend, HectorLuis.com. HectorLuis, L-U-I-S.com. And the Wacko Network just tuned in time before we just tune out. And let me play some music underneath all this. How about that? Make it classy. I think so. Okay, Wacko, we're going to be doing a 13-hour marathon starting at 12 noon, New Year's Eve. Wow, that is a big endeavor. Good for you. All right. And what network are you on now, Wacko Network? Post that too, okay? A minute and 40 seconds in my show to post your info. Hector Luis, HectorLuis.com. Check him out. Very funny, but okay, Wacko Network, check him out. Teddy Joe Tucker, Movie Out of Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget my friend George Bettinger at the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. You want to check them out too. I'm waiting, Wacko, for you to post what network you're on. I think you moved. Yes. Hector Luis. Oh, HectorLuis.com. Conspiracy Weary on NetWaveRadio.com. Okay. HectorLuis.com. Conspiracy Weary on NetWaveRadio.com. Hey, Hector, friends of the Wacko Network. They're really nice people, too. You can follow them. They'll follow you. They're nice that way. Okay, Wacko Network, come on. I got 40 seconds for you to post what network you're on. Otherwise, just Google the Wacko Network. Okay. I don't know if you're still on Blog Talk, but okay. Don't forget my CDs. They're still available on CD Baby. Just go to CD Baby, Nancy Lombardo. And buy my stuff. Support the arts by supporting the arts. Because that's the way it goes. 19 seconds. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. In case I don't post before then, I don't know. I'm so mixed up with these holidays now, falling on weekends. Very confusing. Very confusing. Thank you, Hector, for tuning in. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie at Headquarters, tomorrow at 4 p.m. Check it out. All right, that was Sosie from Elemental Wizard. And goodbye.